We certainly can hear the tension mounting between Jesus and the people as we approach, get closer to Holy Week, and we're going to see that tension continue to increase. We understand what tension is, right? Tension between people when there's a frustration, a disagreement, and instead of coming to some resolve, we just continue to increase our frustration. Our voices get louder, our words become more aggressive and edgy, and pretty soon we just, you can see our face turn red and we're starting to shake and we get angry and we just want to do something bad. And it's a real temptation. And that's why they're plotting to kill Jesus, because they've had it with him. Every time they turn around, they feel like he's judging them. Is he judging them? I don't think so. I mean, in a certain sense, yes, in a certain sense, no. If by judgment we mean that he's stating something like, Nevins, you have a little bit of hair, not a lot. You know, if someone comes up to me and if Father David comes up and says, you know, Nevins, you just don't have a whole lot of hair. Is that a fact or is that a judgment? It's a fact. There's not a lot here. And it's disappearing as we speak. So he's just simply stating something. If I say you're wearing a plaid skirt right now, and she says, I'll stop judging me. I'm not judging you. Right. I'm just stating a fact. Is that not a plaid? Yes. Yes, it is. Red and blue. That's what it is. So Jesus is just simply stating things, as he said, that his Father has told him, that he's seen his Father do, and because they're doing the opposite, they're getting frustrated because they feel like they're being judged because, in fact, they're doing wrong. So today our theme for us to think about is integration. Are we people that are integrated? Meaning, does our belief system, what we profess, match up with what we do? This is what Jesus is calling out with these guys. He's saying, they're saying our father is Abraham, and he's saying, if your father was Abraham, you would look like Abraham. You would act like Abraham. If you were to take see a photo of my dad and me and my brother, and then my dad's brothers, my uncles, and my grandpa, you would say, that is a Nevins family. We all look exact. Never smile. We don't smile. It's part of our culture. We just don't do it. We don't have those muscles. We all have lack of hair. We all have the nose, the facial structure, the eye. You can spot us a mile away. I was going through Ancestry.com, seeing my great, 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 and I said, that looks just like my dad. Exact. We are imitators. And this is what Jesus is inviting us to do, to be imitators. And so today he is calling out these guys because they're not imitating. They say they are, but they're really not. And so when we think of, you know, integration and whether we are acting out and being the people we profess to be. So for example, let's say we call ourselves Catholics. Now, that's a word that should describe, right? A certain behavior, certain characteristics. If you were, let's just say, walking through an airport and you saw someone do this, you would probably immediately say, hey, look at that Catholic. This is what we do. We do this all the time. Not many other people do it. We do it. Maybe some here or there, but we do it. And that's superficial, right? That's just a simple one. Lots of people do that all the time. I see sports people who aren't Christians even. They do it because superstition. But now if we move into deeper things, like prayer, fasting, almsgiving, if you were sitting with a group of non-Catholics and they said, tell us about Lent, and you said, well, it's a time where we pray more than what we normally do, we fast, go without food, and we are more charitable, we give more. They would look at you probably differently, and you would say, well, this is what my family does, my Catholic family. Why do you do that? Well, by prayer, it helps me to grow closer to my God. Because we're speaking to each other. By going without food, I realize my dependence on God a little more. Sometimes I can be fooled because I have everything I want whenever I want it. And if I go without, now all of a sudden I'm feeling the stress or the need to be taken care of and provided for. And so it helps me to grow. And charity, I mean, God is the most charitable to us. He gives us salvation for free. So I want to be that way. I want to imitate God and be charitable too, growing in his image and likeness. And on and on with any of the practices that we do. So I said, you know, the Nevins. So let's say you talk about you and your family. You say you love your mom and dad, right? Yes, Father. Very much. We love them very much. Now, how do we show that? How is our practice meeting up with our profession? How do we show, how do we put into practice our profession? It's easy to say it. How do we show it? What are some things that we do to show mom and dad we love them? Yes, sir. Sometimes we could do extra chores for them. Is that showing that we care? Yeah. How is that showing them that we care for them? It could be like this. Father Troy has worked hard all day. He gets home and Father David has dinner for him. And because I love him, I won't eat it. How do we, that was good, sir. How do we show mom and dad that we love them? Help them what? Help them when they're sick. Yeah. These are all signs of what? Love. What's another word that we would use? Respect. Right? If we respect, then we're, when we come into church, so let's hold off for a minute. When we come into church and we just throw books on the ground, is that a sign of respect or disrespect? Thank you. So a sign of love or non-love? Non-love. If we're out in the playground and we're teasing each other, is that a sign of respect or disrespect? Okay. Sign of love or dislove?
Dislove.
Right. So you get it? This isn't hard, is it? So Lent is all about looking at our lives to say, is what I'm doing matching with what I profess? And what are we professing most fundamentally? That God is the center of my life. Is that not what we're saying as Christians, as disciples of Jesus? That we want, that's what, we want God to be the center of our life. So that means we have to try very hard. And sometimes we don't want to, right? Sometimes when mom and dad ask us to do something after a day of school, we're tired too, aren't we? And so you can either say, no, I'm not going to do it. I don't feel like it. Or you can say, I don't feel like it, but because I love you, I'm going to push myself. I'm going to sacrifice. Do you think we always feel like coming into church and praying? There's a lot of work to be done. And sometimes, you know, in my mind, I think, this is going to be a waste of time. I could be more effective if I was doing something else. And so sometimes we have to push ourselves to concentrate in prayer, to focus, right? Distractions are easy, and they catch our attention, and then we lose. But to force ourselves to resist is a form of sacrifice, which is, shows a form of love. And so if we're sacrificing a little bit, so coming into church, I don't want to sing, I don't like to sing. But if I force myself, that's showing God, God is saying, I know this kid doesn't like to sing, and they're doing it for me. You think that makes God smile or cry? Cry out of joy. Hello, people. that would make God very happy. Because he's seeing that you're sacrificing, that you're doing something you don't want to make him happy. I mean, think of the different ways we sacrifice that show mom and dad we care. When we walk into our house after school, I want to throw my backpack right on the ground, and I just want to kick my shoes off right where they are, and I don't care about him. He has to walk over my backpack, he has to walk over my shoes, and I don't care. That's a sign of disrespect. It's a sign of non-love. Taking the extra time to pick up my shoes, put them where they go, put my bag where it goes, is a sign that, first of all, I respect my shoes, I respect my backpack, I respect my roommate, I respect my house. All of this is signs of respect, signs of love, signs that show the world who we are. We're children of God. If we're walking down the street, opening a candy bar, and throw the trash out on the ground, respect or disrespect? See, you know it. We know it. Why do we do it? That's the question, isn't it? That's why we're here at church, to ask God for help. Because sometimes we don't always do what we're supposed to do. Our lives, our actions don't always match up to our belief system. It's not just enough, though, to admit it. It's not just enough to confess it. We have to fight against it. Fight against those urges to be lazy, to be disrespectful. We really have to be intentional about it. We have to wake up in the morning, every morning, and say, I am a child of God. God has given me today, and only today. I don't know if he'll give me tomorrow, and I can't undo yesterday, but he has given me today. And so I'm going to make today the best day I can. I'm going to live for him. And by living for him, that means still going to school, but doing school very well, listening and respecting the teacher, and when they're, or whoever is talking in class, raising my hand if that's what your teacher has asked you to do, doing your homework on time, bringing your stuff in on time, being respectful to the people around us, to the things that we use, whether they be in our classroom, in our church, out on our playground, in our own home. This is a sign to show that I'm a child of God, and I realize everything comes from God. He deserves my utmost respect. In the first reading today, three guys have been captured by King Nebuchadnezzar. And when King Nebuchadnezzar captured them and took them as slaves, he changed their names. That shows power over them. Remember when God allowed Adam to name all the creatures? He was showing that you have authority over these animals. Kind of like your mom and dad have authority over you. They named you. King Nebuchadnezzar renames them, showing that I'm your king now. I'm the one in charge. I'm the one making the choices. And he's telling these three cats, I want you to worship the God I worship. And they said, we're not doing it. We're not doing it. And he said, if you don't, I'm going to make you suffer. And they said, well, you can. That's all right. We're not going to betray the one we love, though. Well, is your God going to take care of you? And they said, we don't know. We don't know if he'll solve all our problems. We don't know if he's going to fix all of our situations. We just know that we love him. And so do with us whatever you want. They threw him in the fire, and now all of a sudden they look in the furnace and they see, we put three guys in there. How'd four get in there? God was with them. He didn't turn off the furnace. He didn't take them out of the furnace. God was with them in the furnace. God is with us in our trials and our struggles and our joys. God's with us when we show respect to each other. God is with us when we show disrespect to each other. God is with us when he sees us doing what we're supposed to do. And God sees us when we're doing things we shouldn't be doing. God sees us trying, even if we fail. God sees us. God's happy that we're trying, even if we fail. But God also sees when we've just given up or when we don't care, or when we think, I don't have to do what he says. I can do my own thing. So today we're invited to think about integrity. Have we taken what we believe and matched it with how we live, with our actions, integrating them? Let's ask the Holy Spirit to help us, to show us in our lives where we're not integrated, and to give us the grace to do just a little bit better than we did yesterday.